Absolutely fantastic. I mean, little do we know, we started out at the start of this inaugural under 18 inter-league competition, that not only would we make it to the final, but we'd actually go on to win it. So we're all absolutely delighted. The gears have been magnificent.
And of course, when it goes to penalties, it's a lottery, but the Nishan Young girls held their nerve.
Yeah, held their nerve very well in the shootout. I think we didn't perform the way we can play in the first half. Even though we had an early chance, we didn't take. I think the Metropolitan team were slightly the better team in the first half. They had an effort at the bar. But I think after half-time, we really got the grips of it, and probably in the balance play overall, we deserved it. And the shootout, like, our goalkeeper, Ethan Coggan, you know, saved three kicks. And thankfully, we had our nerve, and then Kit McLennan scored the winning penalty and sudden death kicks to clinch the title.
It's a great achievement by the girls, but a number of them girls have experience at different levels of football, don't they, Dermot?
Yeah, we would have had they would have been the first group that we would have taken through the academy from when the girls setup was changed from the Gaynor Cup became an interleague competition about 4 or 5 years ago. And, you know, quite a number of those girls would have won All-Ireland medals at under 14 level. So it was particularly pleasing, you know, to take them all through and to get them back in at under 18 in this competition. I would have to say as well that, you know, probably the experience that the likes of Aoife McColgan and Eve McLaughlin and Nicole Gordon and Sarah Jane McDonald in particular at international level, it was a huge help to us as well.
As the group gets older, the competition gets more competitive, and it becomes even harder for sides to get through the respective groups and into All-Ireland finals.
Yeah, and I think that is borne by the fact, actually, that our panel, you know, we had 18 players yesterday, but, you know, there was six of those were actually are part of the under 16 Gaynor Cup, which is taking place at the end of June. Just at the, you know, the over 16 bracket, you know, with drop-offs and one thing or another, we had the bare minimum amount of players, but, you know, great that we can able to back it up from an underage squad as well.
Yeah, well, that's a great boost then for those girls and for the younger group now heading into that competition. What's the chances, the realistic chances of that side doing very well in the Gaynor?
Yeah, 16s, you know, Hugh McGonigal is the manager of the 16s now, and that's on at the end of June. And, you know, we've been drawn a tough group. We've been drawn against our near neighbours, Donegal. And, you know, the way tournament football is, you have to win your group to win the competition. And that's the first target, is to try and top the group. And then, you know, it's knockout after that. So we've been hoping for a good performance. They have a number of very, very good players on the 16. And I know Hugh will be hoping that they perform well.
And Dermot, you of course are a man that's heavily involved with football and the peninsula, and we've seen what the men can do, and the girls now are stepping up to the mark as well.
Yeah, fantastic for the girls. We set it out for them at the start, and, like, I mean, a number of them, you know, would have had international experience already, and, like, I mean, that's what we said to them at the start. Like, you know, if you want to get back into the international setup, and if you have any ambitions, you know, to get on up the ladder in the game, you know, you have to be performing in competitions like this, and not alone performing, but actually doing well. I would like also to pay tribute to the Ladies League for the backing, you know, they gave the team all the way through the competition. You know, we ended up, you know, we beat Mayo, we beat Galway, we beat Donegal, we beat Cork, and then we beat the Metropolitan. So, you know, nobody can say it was an easy competition to win.